Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Humanity in each of us. Violence is not only immoral, but also impractical and finally futile. True nonviolent practice is founded on spiritual seeing. The attitudes of nonviolence are impossible without an infusion of agape love from God and our reliance upon that infusion. Agape love is willingness to serve without the desire for reciprocation, willingness to suffer without the desire for retaliation, and willingness to reconcile without the desire for domination. This is clearly a divine love that the small self cannot achieve by itself. Believe in the power of love, the power of goodness, the power of God is working through us to overcome hatred and violence. That profound sense of nonviolence really works. Nonviolence is much more than a philosophical idea or a tactic. It is the way to relate to other human beings, a way of life, a way of working for change. The humanity in each of us is touched. It is difficult to define nonviolence. The definition ahimsa, do not harm, do not injure, is one definition that allows us to live, to function, and to practice nonviolence. Also, nonviolence is love in action, compassion and truth in action. And the word satyagraha, often translated as truth force or soul force, explains the tenacity and truth in the soul, in God, and in struggle. Nonviolence is the creative force of the universe, which is love, that God is love, and that love is all-encompassing. The creative force of the universe is the force that we humans must learn to exercise because that force is the only force that can cause the human race to do God's will. Nonviolence is power, which is the capacity to achieve purpose. It is a God-given gift of creation to human beings. Nonviolence has its deep roots in the long journey of the human family, as people operate out of love and truth, despite all that is raging around them. Nonviolence is the science of how we create our own life in the image of God, how we create a world that practices justice, truth, and compassion. Nonviolence is love as truth and power, as the way the human race discovers how to carry out the will of eternity. Nonviolence is the science of bringing about personal and social change and establishing a world where all life is honored. Rest in this knowing. Not alone anymore. Nobel Peace Prize recipient Lima Bowie founded a woman's nonviolent peace movement that helped stop the Second Liberian Civil War in 2003. One night she heard a clear spiritual call. I don't know where I was, everything was dark. I couldn't see a face, but I heard a voice, and it was talking to me, commanding me, gather the women to pray for peace. In April 2002, about 20 Lutheran women from local churches gathered to follow the message. Now finally, we women were going to take action. We gave all our sisters the same message. Liberian women, awake for peace. It wasn't always easy. Women who have suffered for nearly as long as they can remember come to a point where they look down, not ahead. But as we kept working, women began to look up and listen. No one had spoken to them this way before. As the women gathered together, fear, depression, and loneliness were finally, totally wiped away. We weren't alone anymore. We are invited to reflect on how Jesus practiced nonviolence and how we can do the same in the United States. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." We are invited to welcome God's reign of peace and live in God's universal love and nonviolence here and now. Jesus taught us to be peacemakers and to love our enemies, saying, "Blessed are the peacemakers. They will be called the sons and daughters of God. Love your enemies and pray for your persecutors. Then you will be sons and daughters of God." God is a peacemaker, and since we are God's sons and daughters, we are peacemakers too, not war makers. God practices universal nonviolent love, and since we are the sons and daughters of the God of universal nonviolent love, we practice universal nonviolent love too. There are no exceptions. Jesus is not an impractical idealist. He is a practical realist. Far from being the pious injunction of a utopian dreamer, the command to love one's enemies is an absolute necessity for our survival. The command to love one's enemy is an absolute necessity for our survival. Love, even for enemies, is the key to the solution of the problems of our world. We are invited to have a conversation together about what it means to follow the risen, nonviolent Jesus who calls us to be peacemakers, put down the sword, and love everyone, even the enemies of our nation. May we hear and follow Jesus' words before it is too late. Rest in this knowing. The love ethic. Nonviolence is a way of strength and not a way for cowards. Nonviolence is the discovery of a different kind of power. Nonviolence is a spirituality, not just a tactic. Nonviolence is always winning the friendship and the understanding of the supposed opponent. The opponent must be seen not so much as an evil person, but as a symbol of a much greater systemic evil. We must aim our efforts at that greater evil, which is harming all of us, rather than at the opponent. There is a moral power in voluntary suffering for others. It is called the myth of redemptive suffering. The nonviolent resistor is also changed through the action. It is called resurrection or enlightenment. This love ethic must be at the center of our whole life, or it cannot be effective or real in the crucial moments of conflict. We have to practice drawing our lives from this new source in thought, word, emotion, and deed. Nonviolence relies on a kind of cosmic optimism, which trusts that the universe, reality, God, is finally and fully on the side of justice and truth. History does have a direction, meaning, and purpose. The eternal wind of the Spirit is with us. The secret of a good warrior is that one must be in tutelage to a good and wise leader. Good warriors are educated in the way that Moses, David, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and Dorothy Day lived out their passion. Nonviolence requires courageous love. An enemy should be won over through the power of love. Our work is to find worthy causes and goals to receive worthy warrior energy. Awakening warriors give up floating through life aimlessly and being concerned only with themselves. Awakening warriors live in a way that is of benefit to all, and their work is done here in this world. They see that we must all take responsibility for ending suffering, not just for our own individual freedom, but for that of others as well. In order to live harmoniously and with joy, awakening warriors must take their natural place in the world. What we want to do is embody the spirit of a warrior and bring that to function in our daily lives. Spirit refers to that which gives life. Warriors live a life of action and clear direction. Think about what breaks your heart. Bring warrior spirit to the cause of peace and harmonious connection, because it is all about life and living, not power and aggression. You are alive and have something worth fighting for. How will you channel that into something that delivers life instead of death? Be ready for the moment when the world says, "Now." Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. May you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.